A little bit of rip snorting action there. This is a collaboration that features John Doe from the legendary LA punk band X, along with the Sadies. So off the album Country Club, which came out in 2009, what we heard there was just the Sadies by themselves with the Sudbury Nickel. And that is going to begin this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Warbling Community Radio Station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable here in the Vancouver area. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I will be perambulating about these corridors randomly until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So finals are about to happen here at UBC, so any possible last-minute papers at this point are being frantically scrambled to be completed. And, of course, the wonderful exam time. So towards the 8:30 hour, well, a little bit of the Sudbury Nickel will rub off there. We'll have a look at Sudbury band Ox. And then a soundtrack for a film that is either in pre-production or some total malarkey. And that will be something called Tuco, which just came out a few months ago. Along that, we have a bit of Finnish music in advance of Independence Day. We got some Prince covers in honor of the Purple One's imminent visit to the city, and a lot of other wonderful gems here. We're going to start off with Toronto's Cuff the Duke. They were in town last month promoting the recent album Morning Comes through Paper Bag Records. Morning Comes was produced by Blue Rodeo's Greg Keeler, and is the first part of what promises to be a two-album set dealing with loss. So here is Cuff the Duke with Time Is Right.
Let me know. I will walk you home, and I will leave you there. I'll take the books you stole, and leave the heart that bear this soul.
Baltimore, that was Future Islands, and that was Before the Bridge. You can find it off their third album, On the Water. And Future Islands were formed in Greenville, North Carolina, whilst the members were studying at the East Carolina University. They were part of a band called Art Lord and the Self-Portraits for a while before 2006, and then they moved to Maryland. And Future Islands just wrapped up an American tour. There were no Canadian dates, sadly, and they're heading off to England for a couple festival dates before taking a little bit of time off, as a good chunk of us will do during the holidays, and they'll hit back to Europe in 2012. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Next up is Atlas Sound, and it's the solo project of Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter. And he took the name Atlas Sound from the cassette recorder he used since the sixth grade to record some of his early music. His latest album is Parallax, and it was recorded in the midst of Deer Hunter's most recent tour, and Cox actually suffered a little bit of a nervous breakdown after that tour. Sonically, Parallax sounds very soulful, as Cox's voice seems to be crooning now. So here is Atlas Sound with Modern Aquatic Night Songs.
Is your love worth the nausea it could bring. Is your love worth those you left hurting? Is your love like a thousand bells ringing? Is your love bright like a shining golden ring? Mountain, little one that holds you down, and feel your feet on the ground, and hope the ground opens up and swallows you and your love.
Tier home. We dedicate this shout-out to you for your support of our fresh beat.
You really knew what time it was during our 2011 fun drive, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for being so kind.
Big love and ups from your crew at CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And until next year, remember to keep it real.
To be a part of it, little bit, need a lot of room. Over and again, I don't know if I can. Give a little bit, fiddle part, throw a little fit. Wanna walk away, I don't know if I can. To be a part of it, little bit, need a lot of room. Over and again, I don't know if I can. Give a little bit, fiddle part, throw a little fit. Wanna walk away, I don't know.
To be a part
part of it, a little bit, need a lot of room. Over and again, I don't know if I can. Give a little bit, fiddle parts of a little fit. Wanna walk away, I don't know if I can.
From Toronto, that was the First Rate People, and that's the title track to their self-released EP, Someone Else Can Make a Work of Art. And First Rate People were formed originally in Owen Sound, and that's in rural Ontario there. And they originally were a folk-rock REM cover band, but upon moving to what is known as the Big Smoke of Toronto, they picked up an indie soul approach, a little bit R&B bounce there. And, yeah, they've been releasing a couple of little great things. And according to their website, the only tour date right now is a coffee house in Hamilton, Ontario. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is CITR. I'm Gak, and this is the Exploding Head Movies experience here. This is a request coming in from one of the podcast listeners, and this is an English trio by the name of Friendly Fires. Originally at the age of 13, the lads from St. Albans started up an emo band called First Day Back. But as they grew up, influences such as Carl Craig and Prince, who we're going to look at later in the show, took over a bit. And from their latest album, Pala, here are Friendly Fires. And this is the first single that came off of it. Live These Days Tonight.
Embrace the night to pull it close. I'm gonna feel the light. for tonight. We can pretend that we are friends till the end. Just for tonight. We can pretend that we are friends till the end.
There was Emeka with Pretend, and that's off her self-titled debut through the Ninja Tune label. And Emeka was the work of Emma Jolly, a Bristolite with Czech roots, who studied classical music composition, partied in Bristol as the scene turned from drum bass to dubstep, and then relocated to Berlin to work at Native Instruments, and that's as a sound designer for their synths, both hardware and software. So stay tuned to Exploding Head Movies. We're going to take a look at the purple one next.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
just take me up and down. We can't help ourselves. We all wanna be Prince. We all wanna be Prince.
From his 2009 album, He Was King, that was Felix the House Cat with We All Want to Be Prince. And originally sort of like became a star of the electro clash movement in the early 2000s. It seems like Felix the House Cat wants to be Prince, even though he sort of ditched his Chicago house style with a little bit more of a pop feel. But based on that track, kind of sounds, don't we all want to be Prince? So this is Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. M. Prince is coming to town Friday, December 16th, at the Rogers Arena as part of his Welcome to Canada tour. And tickets are like, they start around $40, but they go into the hundreds, and I think VIP is like $800 or so if you want to actually meet him in his splendor. And if you want to get close, and that stage is actually shaped like the love symbol that his name was briefly in the 90s. But from everything I've read, it's going to be worth it since the man plays the guitar and everything else with such vigor for almost 3 hours. So what we'll do is we'll actually listen to a couple covers from the man from Paisley Park, as he called his little mansion around Minneapolis. And we're going to start off with Spoon, and that band's notorious for pulling up deep covers. So this is the B-side to their 1996 single, Not Turning Off, back when they were on Matador briefly. So this is Spoon, and this is their take of the last track off of Prince's 1980 album, Dirty Mind. This is Party Up.
Party up, party up, time to party, party, babe. time. Feeling like getting a kiss. Swear your body covers me. Can you, my darling? Can you picture this? Dream if you can, a courtyard. Oceans of violet and bloom. Animals strike TV's poses. We feel the heat between me and. How can you just leave me standing alone in a world so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
That appeared as a bonus track on their 2006 album, Hello Love. It was part of one of the re-releases that happened, and that is, of course, one of the great songs off of Prince's Purple Rain album. That was the Be Good Tanyas with Doves Cry. When doves cry, and they cry often. And the Vancouver trio, the Be Good Tanyas, have been on de facto hiatus for the past few years, although Frazee Ford has been the most active in them, performing with a solo album. And back in the day, former member Jolie Holland has been busy on her own for a while on the anti-label. That said, the Be Good Tanyas reunited for this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival, and they'll be playing the Vogue Theatre on February 11th in the year 2012. And if you're going to be in Victoria, then on the 12th of February, if you can plan that far ahead, they're going to play in the Alex Golden Hall. And both dates will be joined by Lucy Wainwright Rosh. And of course, again, Prince will be playing Rogers Arena on the 16th of December. And we're actually going to play something in Prince way right back towards 9 p.m. Up now on Exploding Head Movies is the late, great Amy Winehouse, who passed away earlier this year from the effects of what was determined to be alcohol poisoning or death by misadventure at the age of 27. A few tracks were left by her being prepped for what would be her follow-up album to her last album, which was 2006's Back to Black. But the request of Winehouse's family, producers Salam Remy and Mark Ronson, went through all the demos that she'd left. And they also took some alternate vocals from older songs and found some previously unreleased or compiled elsewhere tracks. And that became the basis of the posthumous collection Lioness Hidden Treasures, which will be out tomorrow. So along with some collaborations, there's a duet with Naz, and then another one with Tony Bennett. There's this song, which features Questlove on drums, back when he was behaving properly, as opposed to what happened a couple weeks ago on the Jimmy Fallon show with Michelle Bachman. So this is Amy Winehouse with Halftime.
Simple, sweet guitar, humbled by the bass. So when the beat kicks in, everything falls into place, and it overpowers me. I can't help but dance. You can try to stop me now, but you won't get the
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
That was the Holden Woolly Beast edit of Kate Wax's song, Holy Beast. And that's part of the preview 12-inch in advance of Wax's second album, which came out last month, called Dust Collision. And Kate Wax is the alias of Aisha Devi Entz, a Swiss-born half-Tibetan singer-songwriter whose previous album, Reflections of the Dark Heat, came out in 2005. But it fits into the modern vein of music that, in a way that... Fever Ray does. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. After this AMS business here, we're going to listen to a little bit of Finnish music.
Rainy days got you down? Starting in October, Sprouts will be serving up good old-fashioned home-cooked oatmeal just like Mom used to make. Every Wednesday morning from 9:30 a.m. Just $2 a bowl and coffee for 75 cents. Sprouts, located in the basement of the sub.
And that was half of the title track to the Finnish act's latest EP. That was KXP with Easy, subtitled Infinity Waits, although it's actually missing the Infinity Waits bit there. KXP, or actually how we'd say it in Finnish, KXP, features Annie producer, co-songwriter Timo Kaukolampi, fellow former OPL bastard Tuomo Puronen, and Anssi Nykänen on drums. And the Easy EP came out last month through Melodic Records. So part of the Exploding Head Movies thing is a Finnish Heritage Agenda. December 6th, which is tomorrow, marks, amongst some other things, the 94th anniversary of Finland's independence as from a Russian duchy, somehow in the immediate aftermath of the October Revolution in 1917. CITR recently received a modern folk compilation from the Finnic group called Arctic Paradise 2012, which features Finland's embraced practice of how folk music's maintained relevancy continues in these 21st century times. So let's listen to two tracks from this. I know I've played a couple in the past, but hey, we got time here. Finland in Finn is Suomi, or marshland, so here's what describes as marsh. So Suo, S-U-O. They're a trio that use the Finnish kantele, which is a chiming lyre instrument. Then from Sweden, the nickel harpa, and then a shamanic drum, along with some three-part harmonies to sing old runes. So originally from this year's album, Maan Unia, Puun Unia, which translates as Earth's Dreams, Forest Dreams, here's Suo with Maanan Unia.
Läpi maan, läpi maan alan, läpi kuuen kirjo kannehen. Läpi maan, läpi maan alan, läpi kuuen kirjo kannehen.
The Yohiko, which is the Finnish drone lyre. That was Pekko Käppi about finding a visiting pig. Miestä löytän kuin vierasta sika. And that originally appears on last year's Vuonna 86 album, or Year 86. That's the Singing Knives label. But you can easily find that on the Arctic Paradise 2012 compilation, profiling a whole bunch of modern Finnish folk there. And yes, Independence Day is tomorrow, December 6th. But amongst other things as well, too, there is this fine event, CITR's Battle of the Bands. And this is an important one here.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
For now.
I got a flat top, bought it in a pawn shop. Soaking up rock and roll, oh, and the band calls, and I go. Wichita, never make it from Mackinac, just 12 hours. Interstate 75, band had a blowout. We're all lucky to be alive. Got a stolen guitar. Got a stolen guitar and I'm
And that was Ox. That's the title track to their 2009 EP, Burnout. And Ox were founded here in Vancouver, but they relocated to the Sudbury, where leader Mark Browning is originally from. And Browning was asked by director John Milne to come up with some music for a 70s buddy movie channeling Keith Carradine and Dennis Hopper about a band named Tuco. It's imploding in the midst of a road trip. So Tuco is going to be our soundtrack profile this week here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. In the background here, we're listening to something called Tuco 7. It sort of features a little bit of that stoner folk rock vibe. And, this was all done at Mark Browning's record label, Cosmic Dave's Record Factory in Sudbury. So we're going to start things off with a Neil Young cover, which appears on Tuco, T-U-C-O. So this is going to be Ox. We'll start off with Out on the Weekend, then we'll listen to a few more cues from the soundtrack to Be, which we'll get into after this. So we get the right CD here. Sorry. Now here's Ox with a Neil Young cover.
Into the rain.
After playing the wrong track at the start, that set off. That was actually off of Ox's, was sort of the follow-up track to the Burnout EP. That was Prom Queen. What we heard was a Neil Young cover there, Out on the Weekend. Then we heard Tuco Part 69. Nico, in the background here, as it sort of wraps up, is Love Theme from a 70s movie. And these all from Ox's soundtrack to the film To Be Tuco, which right now is still sort of like in the conceptual stage, but when director John Mill asked the band to help out come up with the soundtrack for it, at that point he basically sort of commissioned them first and worked from there. So somehow not included in that set was an appropriate track named Indie Rock Radio Nation, which fits in with their Northern Ontario stoner vibe. And other guests on Tuco include Fred Squire, Kate Mackey, and Nathan Lar, and they actually were at the Railway Club this past November 23rd, and they used to play there. Those are old stomping grounds for Ox. And that is going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Let's see if we can get everything lined up here.
Oh, I got a live one here.
That's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m. here, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then midnight, out of Post Rock, and I'll close our broadcast day around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies, just go to the website, citr.ca, click on schedule. You'll find Exploding Head Movies under its Monday evening slot there. You can also search iTunes for it. You'll find CITR's other fine programming on iTunes, too. And there's a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies. Easily findable there. You can catch up on past shows. You'll find a couple of ample distractions pertaining to movies and music. So next week, we'll look at 2011 in review. We'll take a look at the soundtrack to the upcoming adaptation of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's not a trick there. In the background, this is Prince, and this is the chaotic lead single for his soundtrack to 1989's Batman. Done at the request of director Tim Burton, so this is Bat Dance. So take care, Vancouver. Enjoy yourselves. We'll see you in some days. Students, good luck with your finals.
And where is the bat?
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 on cable 88.5 and on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show.